Well, certainly on this day, a warm welcome. A welcome first to all of our visitors who may be in town for the festival. A welcome back to all of our parishioners as we're finally back in our beloved church. And even a word of welcome to Almighty God, who for the first time in 18 weeks takes up residence once again in this beloved church, which is His. This morning, we thank God for His goodness and His faithfulness, for His love, present here today, present not just in the Eucharist that we celebrate, but in the very building which is a manifestation of the goodness of God found in you, who have enabled this beautiful work. It's fitting that today, as we celebrate greatness, as we celebrate and we see new and good things, that St. Luke presents us in this gospel with a new and beautiful thing, something great. The first line tells us, we're told by Luke that great crowds were traveling with Jesus. I don't think they were going to a mushroom festival. But there were great crowds, like here this weekend. Great in the sense of numbers. And seeing them, we're told that Jesus turns and addresses this great crowd. And what he says reveals to us something so beautiful. Jesus begins to share with this great crowd what makes for real greatness. And it involves not merely following in his footsteps, but loving and living and learning his way. Step by step, being with Jesus all the way. In every way, in every aspect of one's life. And that, my friends, is really great. Great because it involves living with eyes open, with hearts that are open. And Jesus teaches something in this gospel that no other religious leader will teach. He teaches his friends what to do with difficulty, what to do with the cross. And while there are some religions that run from it, put candy-coated, things over the cross, real Christian faith, certainly the faith on which our Catholic Church is built, never runs from the cross, but rather it picks it up and it walks on the way. So much can be said about that. So much can be said about what it means to follow him and to pick up that cross and to be faithful. I'm not so sure how great the crowds were at the end of this word, because most people would rather run from the cross. But Jesus is going another way. And after all of these years of Christian faith, after all of these years of Christian witness, how beautiful the picking of the cross can be. It gives us hope. It gives us strength. And we are reminded that we are never alone. That at heart, we have been loved by a God who is afraid of nothing. And who, in fact, goes to those very most difficult places of human experience and brings his love, even to death. So many things could be said about this church, and we will say them. We'll explain everything that has happened. But in addition to the wow and the awe, I've been moved most by these Stations of the Cross, which are the same, by the way. But they seem now to be living. And of course, the cross in the center. My friends, may this sign of the cross, may our parish community give what it's supposed to give to one another. Direction and hope, and help us in our Christian vocation, which involves picking up the cross each day and being on that way. Today, as we begin again, let us thank God for all that he has done for us. And through the intercession of St. Patrick, may Christ be with us on the way.